Two men died Sunday in shooting incidents that took place about 10 hours apart. One of the dead is 47-year-old bar owner Herman Page. According to Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn, here's what happened around 2:30 in the morning.
Yet another argument where, in the midst of losing the argument, somebody went to their car, got a gun, came back, and shot somebody who was unarmed.
Flynn says they're pursuing a known suspect. Officers say they're also looking for a known suspect in the street shooting of 33-year-old Christopher Edwards around noon Sunday. Later this week, Milwaukee officials will hold a gun buyback program, though all say it won't be a panacea, especially if violent people won't turn in their weapons. In addition, Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm says he has a team of prosecutors focusing on fatal and non-fatal shootings, including by felons who illegally possess a firearm. Chisholm also says prosecutors work with others to identify people who may have a high probability of being a violent offender or victim.
And a lot of that actually involves people working in my children's court system. It involves people working in domestic violence. It involves people working on drug prosecutions and drug gangs and also in the treatment programs.
Chisholm says he believes Milwaukee can reduce the number of homicides to the relatively low levels of a few years ago, but two men being murdered on Mother's Day makes that goal more difficult. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.